Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. And here is a time when we are touching again, one another, you and I. And I look forward to these moments when we are able to come together, think about some exciting things in our life, clear things that maybe are not exciting. I have to say, this new year coming up that is just about upon us is going to be a remarkable year. We're going to be using a lot of our intuition, my friends. And so I want to read to you a little statement that I found that I think really fits into what's going to be coming up this next year, and that is follow what you feel and trust your intuition. There's going to be many things that's going to be awakening our intuition. Trust that. Follow what you feel, that what you know is right for you. You'll be glad that you did. As you know, I communicate with many different people on the other side. We've had a lot of work that we've done with Archangel Michael and now Lord Metatron. And one who has been coming more and more into the center of the spotlight is Yeshua. Some feel more comfortable with calling him Jesus. To me, any word that is sacred like that, whether it is Yeshua or Jesus, is a good thing. Though I feel comfortable with using the name Yeshua. To me, that is how I knew him when I walked that path with him 2,000 years ago. And so he has a very important message today, I think, and it has to do with 2012. And for those of you who know my work, you know that I've been working with The Journey of His Soul. And that is available at our website, www.metatronminutes.com. It's turning out to be something quite profound, quite remarkable, as I communicate with Allura, the first cherubim. And she gives me the story of the journey of Yeshua's soul. And now, Yeshua has given me a message that pertains to this new year coming up and also what will happen in the year 2012. And this is what Yeshua says, and he will be here with us today. For those of you who wish to call in and have questions about his message, or if you feel that you walked with him those 2,000 years ago and have come back for what we call his second coming, please do call in and we will connect you with him. And so this is what he has to say. We are giving this information as it pertains to this new year coming up. There will be divisions among the people, and yet they might not understand what it is or why it is. And to understand this, we need to review this last year of 2008 to understand the changes of which we speak. As the new energies came in throughout this last year, there were some very special energies that came in during the month of this December. Those of you who attended our conference calls understand that my essence as the Christ child was brought into your hearts, and there it remains and will continue to remain until the coming of my real physical self in a human body again in December of 2012. I am bringing forth this information now for many reasons. One reason is that I want you to understand that while the year 2012 is related to the Mayan calendar, this event of my pending birth is related to the love that I have for humanity and my desire to be there when Earth is in alignment with your galactic center. I want to take a moment and explain what being in this alignment means to Earth. Many of you understand gateways, and the gateways usually involved openings where a rather small amount of energy came through as compared to what will be coming through at the end of the year 2012. Galactic Center is expressed in information that has been revealed to the people of Earth. But what isn't generally known is that behind that center that we call Galactic Center is a large black hole. There are very similar worlds connected by black holes in the cosmos. It would be comparable to the yin and yang of energy that you understand in your world. But the difference is that while the energy seems similar, they are of a different construction. The world on the other side of the black hole, while similar to Earth and her solar system, is quite different in the sense that the people on that planet did not fall in their understanding. So while those on Earth have struggled with the light and the dark, the mirror universe, where a similar solar system and a comparable Earth exists in its construction, this Earth never had the entanglement of the dark forces. Therefore, they are very advanced, and in that advancement have arisen to a much higher level than those on your planet. What this means is that the energy from the universe, from that universe, will be available to flood this universe in its entirety. At that moment, when I arrive, Earth will be flooded with wisdom and advanced understanding that was never experienced here. The growth will be amazing, and it will happen all at once as I am being birthed by one who birthed me 2,000 years ago as she has incarnated again, as has my father. When I was on Earth 2,000 years ago, I carried a specific and special DNA throughout my physical body, as did my parents. Many understand that I had married Mary Magdalene and we had children. Some say one child, a female, but I want to tell you that we had three children together. This means that my DNA and also my spouse's DNA, which was the same as my parents, was available to be inherited by our three children. So over those 2,000 years, this DNA has had the opportunity to spread among most of the people on Earth presently. At my birth, when these incredibly advanced energies are coming to Earth, I and my parents-to-be will trigger the DNA of all those on Earth who carry my DNA presently. This means that the gifts and abilities that I and my parents and spouse carried will now be recognized and integrated into the working abilities of all those who share my DNA. It also means that you will remember who you are and your connection to the source of all. Beginning next year, 2009, we will be connecting with you and explaining how all the new energies that will be coming to you during the year will elevate the physical and how to use these energies for your spiritual advancement. And this message, my dear friends, is from Yeshua, and he is here again for those who might wish to call in and have a question about something that was in this message, or might have a question about the lifetime that you shared with him 2,000 years ago. The phone number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're calling from Canada, the number is 888-815-9750. While you decide to call in, perhaps, and ask a question, I would just like to tell you some of the mail that I have received from those who have been on the conference calls, and in particular, those who received the essence of the Christ Child within their heart this past December. And it has truly been remarkable, those who have called in to talk about it, because this light now from, or this essence which is light that one carries in their heart can be felt when you place your consciousness upon your heart center. And not only that, those around you understand that something has changed. And so the email that I have gotten, with even sometimes pictures that they've sent to me, where there is this great sense of peace and understanding that all is right with the world. And I have had email from others who have told me about how there have been changes in their family. People recognize something in them. Also, all of those who were on the conference call, they carry Yeshua's essence. And those that they meet, if they are open and willing to accept Yeshua's essence within their heart, this is available to them. And it is available to you, those who hear my voice, because I carry that essence now also. And so, if you are ready and willing, connect with my voice. Place your consciousness in your heart center and know it is so. Energy can be transferred from one individual to another, as long as they are open. And as I said, if you are open and this is something that you wish to receive, place your consciousness in your heart center. It is within my ability to transfer this energy to you, but Yeshua has stepped forward. And he is here standing next to me. And he is going to add his energy to what I transfer to you so that you can feel it. If it were just me transferring this energy, you might not feel it in the sense that you will feel it as he joins me. And so, my friends, he has done just that. He is sending his energy through my heart center and out to all of you who are open to receive this. All you need to do is to be willing to receive his energy. And as I said, place your consciousness in your heart center. He has been sending this since I started chatting with you about it. Feel it if you wish, because it is there. And as he sends this energy out to everyone who hears my voice, he is repeating again something that he said to all of us when we were with him in those last days before the crucifixion. And he reminded us then, and he is reminding us again, the same words, I will always be with you. I will never leave you, as indeed my love will never leave you. And it is my love that will bring me back to you and bring you back to the planet that I love, this beautiful place called Earth. You might remember those words, and then again, you might not. And so if by chance there is some memory, call in. And we do have a caller. Your name?
My name is Karen.
Hi, I called last week. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Last week I called about setting out on a journey to find my divine complement.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I'm there. I'm in a hotel and down in the general area, but I haven't. I don't know, I'm leaving this tomorrow and then being guided to the next place. I don't know. I was just, and when I was getting that very powerful heart energy just now.
Yes.
But I thought maybe I should call in and see if Joshua had a message for me about all this.
Well, I remember you very well, Karen. And tell me, before I talk to Yeshua about you, tell me about this journey that you made to the hotel. How, I mean, that's quite a step, you know.
Yes. I'm having a little trouble hearing you with my cell phone, but you mean why I left, or?
Well, just tell me what you care to tell me about, what you care to share about this journey, you know, when you left and how you got to where you are and perhaps some of the thoughts that you were thinking as you journeyed. I mean, that was quite an experience.
I left a marriage of 25 years,
mm-hmm.
And here I am, and far from home in a hotel because I'm supposed to meet this person. And I don't even know how to explain it. I just drove away, and here I am, and he lives in this area, but I have no idea how I'm going to meet him or anything.
Oh, so you know that he's there.
What?
You know that he's there, but you don't have his address.
Right. I don't know how to connect with him. And you know, what else is odd is they keep saying I'm going to undergo a physical transformation so that I'll be a better match for him, but I am in no shape to meet this person.
I'm chuckling, Karen, because a lot of us are thinking the same thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. See, and I had a near-death experience. This is so embarrassing. Like the year he was born, and they said that I had like a reset, you know? I don't feel my age, and I don't really look my age, but I still don't look at it.
So it sounds like you're a little bit older than your twin flame.
Exactly. But they keep saying, are you sure? Are you sure? They said, this is it. And I feel my heart connecting with someone, and it's very powerful, and they keep talking about all the qualities we have in common and how we're going to be in service to the world. And that has something to do with music. And
when we talked the last time, I thought you said you knew who this gentleman was.
Oh, yes, because he's well known.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And I'm not. He doesn't know me from Adam. We've never met.
Golly, that's going to be a surprise when you knock at his door, is it not?
That's why this is such a journey of faith. But they have, I mean, this past year I have had, I mean, I'm considered schizophrenic because I really cracked up this time last year and was having, you know, demons and aliens, all the most horrible things, just all these cleansing processes or tests or so intense. The entire year is so intense, and I still haven't recovered from it. I'm shaky as all get out, and here I am on this journey. And that's why I called you last week, because I thought I really wanted to know, am I nuts? Or
well,
is
I would
real?
Suspect that if you're nuts, there's a lot of other people that are nuts also.
But Jester
well,
came through
Karen,
and said, yes, it is this person.
How do you
I...
know that what you are hearing now is truth?
What I'm hearing now is truth?
Yeah, how do you know that? This isn't a trick question, by the way. I just want to, you know, share some things and have you talk about it if you're willing. Because
well, if Yeshua through you hadn't validated it last week before I left,
yes.
I'm not sure I would have had the courage to leave just based on my own input, but it matched, you know. And I lie there at night. I sleep about 2 hours, and then they wake me up, and I hear these downloads, and I hear them talking about me and talking about him and talking about how our souls are already together and that it's this. I can say, sure, it's him. And they say, well, who else could it be, silly, you know?
And so here you sit in a hotel room waiting for the next direction, so to speak.
Right, for them to tell me what to do. And I can't afford this either, you know.
Well, how long have you been there, dear?
A week.
Oh, my goodness, a week. Well, no wonder you're feeling anxious.
Right, I've just been, you know, over Christmas and all, I went to Benjamin Button on Christmas. Have you seen it yet, or do you know what it's about?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
It's a movie where this man is born old and gets young, and
so he
meets his love in the middle, who's normal. So of course she's born young, getting old, and they only have this time when they can be together. And I walked out of the movie, and they said, "See, we reset you at the same time, and then you're growing in the same direction. You don't have any problems at all."
Okay, now if you were not speaking to me, Karen, what would your plan be? You've been there for a week. And you don't know what to do. So what is your plan? How are you going to decide on this? If you know who this gentleman is, can't you contact him in some way?
Well, no, because he's famous. I know where he lives.
You do,
but it's
don't.
A big area, and he's got a big gated house, you know. So all I have to do is head west, head to the ocean from where I am now. I just go through a canyon, and then I'll be in the general area where he lives, but it's a big area.
Mm.
And they say, well, you know, you'll meet in the supermarket or something. It's going to happen, you know. It's good. First you'll be physically transformed, and I don't know how to make that happen, though, because they keep saying it's happening, and it hasn't.
Well, my goodness, you've got a lot of challenges in front of you, don't you?
Yes. That's for sure.
Okay, so let's look at your intuition for a second.
Okay.
What does your intuition tell you that you should be doing now?
Standing right here talking to you, and my heart's filling up really, really powerfully in the center, where I feel as my Yeshua connection is at the center, like the Sacred Heart and the thymus.
Mm-hmm.
And then my twin flame connection is in the left part of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And my connection to full source is in the right part of my heart. And when they all get going at the same time, I barely even exist. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. And since you know who this person is,
yeah,
why not call them?
Call? I can't get his number. He's famous.
Sweetheart, I'm not talking about using a phone.
Oh, you mean talk to him?
I'm talking about materializing him.
How do I do that?
Well, you certainly know where the third eye is, don't you?
Yes.
See the picture of his face in your third eye. Can you do that now?
Just picture my third eye?
What?
What do I do in my... this phone is not letting me hear you very
clearly. Okay, in your third eye, see his face.
Okay. You know what they're saying? And this, like, at the beginning of this year and before, I used to get lots of visions. I can't. They're saying we've shut off her vision for now because her clairaudience is overwhelming. Because I hear things all the time say, I only see colors. I can't see pictures anymore.
Right well, now. Then I was going to give you a method to call him by using the third eye. But if that's not working, then ask them, your guides, how you can call him by using your clairaudient abilities.
We've been talking at night, if that's really him. I mean, we talk about, like, he keeps saying, when are you going to make her better? When are you going to make her in a form when I can meet her and recognize her, you know?
So you are talking to one another at night?
I think so. He's among the voices that I hear, but I always think, is that really him? I don't really hear voices. They all have the same. I can't really hear voices, but I can tell if it's male or female.
Oh, well, you don't know. You don't know if you're really speaking to him or not.
No. It's just in my heart. It's just, I go into that part of my heart and I feel like he's with me.
Well, what are you doing for money?
I have a certain amount of cash and a little bit more in the bank, but it's enough to last me, you know.
Well, what I'm asking you is, what are you going to do when that money supply dwindles?
Well, my family lives down here.
Family's there?
My original family lives in this area.
Any reason why you can't stay with them?
Yes. there's been a big rejection going on because of this, my problems this past year. And it's not a safe place. I just went out last night with part of my family, and I got the biggest psychic whack that I came back knew.
Oh, yeah.
Nearly died.
I tell you, that is real. Is there any member of your family that you can stay with at all that is not opposed to you?
Well, if it would be anyone, it would be the sister I saw last night, and maybe we can rectify what went wrong last night.
Karen, what you need to do.
I might be seeing her tomorrow. Maybe she has an extra bedroom and all, but.
Karen, I think what you really need at this moment in time is you need family around you. I don't think you should be sitting in a hotel by yourself alone.
Can you ask Yeshua if this is real still? I mean, he told me last week it was, but.
Well, let me see. But before we get to that, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, even if it is real, it's hard to get through.
Yes, you need your family around you.
I guess.
And so you've got more than one family member.
Yes. I mean, this sister is my best bet, and I think that's why I ended up in this hotel about a mile from her house, you know?
Well, I think you need the comfort of your family. Because you can always make plans from there. In other words, you've got a limited supply of money.
Right.
And hotels do not come cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to think about that moment when your funds will not hold out.
They keep saying it doesn't matter because you're going to meet him any day now, you know?
And so let's suppose for a second you meet him any day now. Is there anything wrong with being with your family?
Yes, absolutely.
What's wrong with
They'll tear me to shreds.
Oh.
This one sister maybe, but the rest of them... No, it's
Well, you have one sister that has compassion for you, right?
Yes.
Well, is there any reason why you can't seek out the one sister who has compassion for you?
Well, I did. I saw her last night, but she didn't, you know, she didn't offer anything.
Well,
but I might be seeing her tomorrow. I'll see if she calls. I don't know.
I don't like the idea of you being out there alone. Regardless of what happens in the future, you need people around you, whether it is family or whether it is friends. Since your family's from the area, do you have friends there?
Not really. No one that I could go to. Like, this is, I mean, this year has been the most isolating. It's been pointedly created to isolate me. It's been part of the shattering. It's been part of whatever.
Well, I understand all of that about it. A lot of people are going through difficult times this year also. And
yes.
The only point that I'm making is you don't want to get to the point where all of your resources are gone and then start looking around for a place to find yourself, where you belong. And meanwhile, while you were waiting for clarity on the subject, I think you need family or you need friends. You need someone that you can connect with as you're going through this.
I'm in contact with people by email, a couple of people that know what's going on. And I'm
Do
only 2 days
area?
Drive from back where I came from. So,
do they live in the area? Do they live in the area?
Well, my sister lives in the area. But, like, my home, house, son, husband, ex-husband, so soon to be, is just 2 days' drive, 800 miles, but it took me 2 days to drive down here. So I know if worse comes to worse, the money's gone, nothing's panning out, I just drive home.
Okay, so you have, what I'm trying to work through with you, Karen, is that you have some sort of alternative plan here.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't want to see you by yourself someplace and have your money run out, and because this is a difficult situation for you to be in with
yeah.
It's like you need a bridge. You need a bridge in case what you are hearing doesn't have the clarity around it that you need. And you're not even sure that this individual that you are hearing is the one that you have this heart connection with.
No, it's just what they just keep telling, what they've been telling me for the past, like, 8 months, you know.
Who is they?
And
Who is they that's telling you this?
The voices that I hear.
And the voices, have you identified who the voices are?
It's guides and angels. Sometimes they say there's an Archangel Ariel connection, they say, mm-hmm. and a Yeshua connection. I don't feel that I've heard directly from either one of them, but they say they are of the Yeshua or of the Ariel, of the this. Of the
well, see, the thing that makes me feel cautious about everything that you're saying is the fact that you're telling me that you had attacks earlier by negative forces. And so what I'm asking you is, what is the difference between these attacks of negative forces and the voices that you're hearing now?
They're just in support of me, and I've learned that if I hear anything negative, I tune it out.
Okay.
I go into my heart,
you
and
see,
I go
the
positive.
The plus side is the fact that you are feeling something in your heart center. And if you listen to the very beginning, what I had said was make the statement about follow what you feel and trust your intuition. And so what you're telling me through all of this is that it is your intuition that you are trusting and that this source is accurate.
It's always connected with my heart. And I wouldn't have called in except when you were saying, sending the heart energy of Yeshua, it became so powerful in my heart, and my hand just reached out and took the phone. You know?
Okay, let me...
So as outlandish as everything I'm saying is,
now,
you were so encouraging last week.
You see, my dear, I'm just trying to clarify with you some of the choices that you have made, what might be a problem later on, and just that you...
I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy.
My
and
dear,
I can take care of myself, and I know that I need to, if I don't have money, I need to either go to one home or the other.
Well, that's what I wanted to plan. See that you had some sort of idea into your mind as to what's going to happen when your resources are depleted. That's
right.
What was in my mind. And you've been sitting in this hotel for a week. That's a very long time to be sitting by yourself. And I'm concerned.
And I've gotten good at being by myself, but I've had enough of it.
Well, I'm concerned about you being in a hotel by yourself. I mean, let's see what we can find out from Yeshua. I'm going to tune into him and see what he has to say. This gentleman that you think is the one that is your soulmate, does he have dark hair?
Dark hair, yes.
Because that's what Yeshua is showing me, an individual with dark hair.
Uh-huh.
Rather full. I want to make sure this is the one that he's showing me. Is this dark hair rather full head of hair?
A what head of hair?
A lot of hair.
Yes, yes.
That's what he is showing me. That this is the one that...
His hair is a rather prominent feature.
Yeah, well, he's showing me the dark hair. He's showing me a rather full hair. He plays more than one instrument, but he's primarily the guitar. Is that correct?
No.
Then that might
but
not be
but him. But his music. He probably plays guitar, too, but mostly he plays two other instruments. And his voice is his main instrument.
Oh, because he was showing me several different instruments, and he was showing me him holding the guitar.
He's
saying
that
you know this one that he is showing me, the one that you are feeling this connection with, that you know him and that you have made an agreement to journey together. And so what you are feeling is truth.
See?
Yeah, he's saying what you are feeling is truth.
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 That's what you said? Yeah.
Yeah. That it is true.
That's what they keep telling me, that we have a soul agreement.
Well, this is what Yeshua is saying. I'm asking him what is the next step. Because I don't like you being in a hotel by yourself.
I know.
He's saying that you will be introduced to him through someone else.
Good.
You need to find a home. You need to establish yourself in the area.
I need to work on my sister a little more, huh?
Well, he's saying establish yourself.
Yeah.
And that would be, it could be through your sister. He's saying your sister would be open to your needs.
Uh-huh.
I'd connect with your sister.
Okay.
And ask your sister, are you open enough with your sister to tell her why you're there?
Yes, I did last night.
Okay.
She even guessed who it was. And she was surprisingly open-hearted and still, until I ventured into the area of talking about her parents. And she shut down and got very angry with me. So.
Well, you know not to do that anymore.
I know. I emailed her and said, I'm so sorry. You know, if I see you again, I'll make a rule not to talk about that
yes.
stuff.
And so what Yeshua is saying is to establish yourself. Your sister does sound like a good one to go. He's saying that she would be open to you and look for a job.
Okay.
Do you have some skills that you could find a job?
Well, I've worked until my work dried up, and I they kind of paralyzed my brain for a while. It's like they've shut down all my capacities, but I've worked for 20 years, like as a writer and editor, and I can compose music, and I can do watercolor painting, and I can speak French and Spanish. I can do all kinds of things when I'm in my right mind.
Have you composed any music?
Yes, yes.
Do you have it with you?
I only have it in my head. I brought a bunch of lyrics and some music that I had written down that I had composed before I cracked up this past year.
Can you write it down?
Yes, I was able to write some down before a year ago.
Well, Yeshua is saying to share your music with him.
Okay.
In other words, take your music, write it down. He has somebody that's going to
get a CD made or something, yeah.
He and you.
And make
take
a CD.
The very best piece of music, send it to him. It will be, someone else will read it. Tell him that you have more music than that and that you would like to collaborate with him on some music that you have.
Okay.
And at least this is some sort of entree.
Yes, this was what I was thinking several months ago, and I was surprised when they said, just go down there. I said, but I can't work on my music yet. I can play piano. I've learned to play piano like by ear and just compose and play like crazy. Just over the past year or two, it's helped me survive. Long listening to his music has helped me survive this year.
Well, Karen, if you had a piece of your music, would you know what address to send it to?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Would you know what address to use to send your music to this person?
I know the recording studio, so...
Well, if that's what you know, do that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You have to make a move. He's not going to knock on your door, dear.
Yes, I know. They kept showing me things like you're going to be in the supermarket or you're going to be here, we're going to fix it up like that, but your approach... which was what I was thinking before, too, makes much more sense. It'll take some time.
Yes, put your music down on paper. Send it to find out some place that you can send. I think the very first thing that you need to do is to connect with your sister. Find a base of operations. You need family at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And send the music to him.
Okay.
You need to find some security, darling.
Yeah, this is too stressful.
Well, absolutely, because again, it's a hard way. You know, call in again and let me know how you are making out with this.
Okay. Is there any last message from Yeshua?
He gave you the message. That was it.
Okay.
He told
Thank you.
He told you that the two of you did make this agreement to establish yourself, that
yes.
your sister will be give you an ear, so to speak. She will you can connect with her. She will open her heart to you
mm-hmm.
and work on your music. Also, find some employment and send the music to him. In other words, this is something that you're going to have to work on. This gentleman is not going to knock at your door.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for giving me a plan.
Yes, you need a plan, darling.
So I'm not crazy, right?
I am not going to decide who is crazy and who isn't. I think there'd be many who'd say I was crazy. So
I know you're not. I know you're not. Okay.
I'm not going to give that suggestion to anyone.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And so, my friends, the number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're from Canada, 888-815-9750. There are many changes going on in the world right now, as you know. And some of the choices that we must make are going to take a lot of courage, you know. And while you are willing to find the courage to follow your intuition, you also need to be level-headed enough to understand that in this world there are certain requirements. We are in a three-dimensional world. And so what we're talking here is balance. Follow your intuition and do all those things that you know you need to do while you're in this world. And we have another caller in your name.
Yeah, hi, this is Noella from Canada.
Oh.
How are you, Carolyn?
Hi, Noella. Goodness, you're using our Canadian number. How wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, it's all, well, starting to melt now, so it's strange weather here.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. We had like 40 centimeters of snow, and now it's raining and melting, which is strange. But it's nice for walking.
Oh, how wonderful. What can we do for you, Noella?
Oh, I'm going to be just open and, like, I've got my house up for sale. I was like the other caller, in a 20-year relationship. It's been 3 years now, and I'm just trying to get my everything together so that I can be free to do more of my spiritual work. And I just wondered if there was a message for me. Or if, it doesn't matter on what subject.
You know, I did the same thing, Noella, and I think there comes a point where you have to start responding to the divine plan. And
yeah.
You're getting ready for this. What direction do you think you need to be going in?
Well, once I get all this, what I call 3D mess out of my
yeah.
You know, because we're stuck here for a while, so we have to work that out. But I'm pretty confident, like, I'm keeping the faith on that and working at it at the same time, not just sitting and trying to create it in my mind as well as physically doing things, like my house is up for sale, and I know it'll all come around. It's just a little slow right now because it's winter time.
do you have a sense of what you should be doing? What's your mission right now? Do you know that?
I'm kind of putting out light into the world and love. I'm not quite sure if I'm a light worker, but you know, I don't like labels. But I'm awake. I'm trying to do my part. Because I believe in the consciousness, the grand consciousness of all of us, and working towards ascension. You know, I did a lot of inner work, and I'm getting more clarity in my life and healing in my life, and so now I feel stronger, and I'm just sort of like doing it on a mental or heart level, not the mind level. I don't know, direction-wise, it's just going with the flow right now.
Well, that's very important to go with the flow. It's also important to have some sort of concept as to what your mission is. Yeshua is
that's
here.
A little bit still in the, well, you know, I'm not sure, like, an actual mission, like, I'm not sure of that.
Let me go to the cherubim and see what they have to say about your records.
Okay.
And for those of you who might not be familiar with what I do, there's a part of my mind that goes to the center of the cosmos where everyone has a record there, and it is the cherubim angels who keep these records and who bring them forth when I ask a question.
Oh, that's very cool.
Well, it is very cool, and there is an angel there. And she has your record.
Okay.
And she is saying that you have been listening to the promptings of your soul.
Yeah.
And it is you're rearranging your life right now so that you will be free, so that you will have the ability of motion, meaning you're not going to necessarily be staying in one place and doing your work, that you will start out doing your work in one place, but the work that you will be doing will call you to be very mobile, and that's why you're selling your home and also freeing up the money, the assets that is in your home. And so you're doing this, and you were prompted by your soul to do this. And she has opened the page and showed me that before you came into this world, what you chose to do was to work in the process of ascension, as you already know. You know that you intended to do that, but you're not quite sure of the path.
That's right.
And it is through the voice. She is saying that, well, maybe people have told you this. Have they told you this, Narella, about the quality and the tone of your voice?
Actually, when I was working, I worked 33 years as a contracting person. People used to say something about my voice, but they always felt like they could talk to me about anything. But usually it starts business, and then it got into personal stuff. And
yes, it is. You have a gift in your voice.
Oh,
and
that's right.
Yes, the gift that is in your voice, it's very soothing, but people recognize the truth of what you say.
Oh, and I get them all up to that. My dad used to say, "You've got a big mouth."
Well, Narella,
I'm compelled.
We only have 2 minutes here, darling. So, let me finish, and you can call back next week for some additional information.
Sure.
But this is you brought the gift of the voice, and you will be speaking to groups of people using the voice, giving them directions in a sense, and an understanding of what ascension is about. What I would like for you to do, because we're at the end of the show, call next week, and we will talk to you then about the methods that you can use before you get to that point. Would you do
all
that?
All right, that sounds great. All right, I'll call you, Carolyn, and I guess it'll be 2009 when we talk to each other.
Yes, indeed. A whole year will pass before we have an opportunity to speak again. So
yes,
I'll call.
You're a blessing on the air.
Oh, thank you.
We love you.
Do you listen to the show regularly?
Once in a while, you know, because I never know the hours. You know, I just click on the computer and I happen to see you and I went, all right.
Well, make a point to listen to us, because this next year we're going to be having a lot of information about ascension and about the year 2010.
Yeah.
And you're going to be playing a role in that.
Oh, wow. Ooh, I hope I'm up for it.
Oh, you're up for it.
I'm kind of shy speaking to people, but
call back.
I'll get over that.
Call back next week, darling. We've got to sign off.
All right. Have a good New Year's.
You too.
Bye-bye.
This is Carolyn Evers. Check out my website, Metatron Minutes for one. We have others, so we'll talk about them again later. And just remember, follow what you feel and trust your intuition. Goodbye for now.